This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. President Trump's sweeping pardon of participants in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol includes at least 20 Coloradans. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Around a half dozen people from the state had been sentenced to a year or more in federal prison for crimes that included assaulting officers and violently forcing their way into the Capitol building. The longest sentence handed down to a Coloradan was 5 years to Jeffrey Sable, who was convicted of punching an officer and pulling him into the crowd where the man was badly beaten. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Children's Hospital Colorado says 2024 was a record year for patients receiving liver transplants. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Last year, the hospital's liver transplant program performed 22 of the procedures. That's one more than the previous record from 2021. It's one of only half a dozen pediatric transplant programs nationally with significant experience performing liver transplants from living donors. Those type of transplants account for about 4 in 10 of those done at Children's Colorado, much higher than the national rate. To be a living donor, one needs to be a healthy adult between the ages of 18 and 55. They do not need to be related to the recipient to save their life. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
King Soopers workers in the Denver area will soon vote on whether to strike. King Soopers and the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 failed to reach a deal when a contract expired last week. The union rejected what the company called its last, best, and final offer. This is CPR News.